This is Uhuru Roe speaking to you from the Virginia prison system. This year marks the 21st year of my incarceration here in the Commonwealth of Virginia after entering a non-cooperating guilty plea to 6 felony counts. When I first came to prison at barely 18 years old, if someone would have told me that after 21 years I would still be in prison, I would have found such a statement to be quite humorous. But spending decades in prison while I slowly transformed from a vibrant, bare-faced teenager into a middle-aged adult with a salt and pepper beard is no laughing matter. Like many others whose spirits haunt the inside of these prison cells, I had complete faith that the so-called American justice system would correct what many people feel is a great miscarriage of justice when I was sentenced to 93 years for a robbery and murder which I participated in but did not possess a weapon. A prison term that is an unprecedented 80 years over the recommended sentencing guidelines of my case. It wasn't until several years later when I realized that American-style justice doesn't deal fairly with people like me, the poor, black, and young. Because Virginia abolished parole back in 1995, we must serve 85% of our sentences before release. In my case, I must serve a total of 79.5 consecutive years before I can return home to my family. Many of us in the Virginia prison system are suffering under this 85% law. Many of us are first-time felons with no prior history of violence. Many of us were under the illusion that American-style justice was all about mercy, fairness, and second chances. If we all make bad decisions but have the capacity to mature, grow, and change, don't we all deserve a second chance? And if the answer is an emphatic yes, then why are teenagers in Virginia and around the country routinely are sentenced to life and de facto life without parole sentences that will result in us spending the remainder of our years in prison? The only chance we have of regaining our freedom here in the Commonwealth of Virginia is through an act of clemency by the governor. My current clemency petition has been pending with Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe since June 2014. I ask that people who sympathize with my plight and cause support my efforts to have my sentence commuted. You can learn more about my case at the San Francisco Bayview's website at sfbayview.com, my blog at consciousprisoner.wordpress.com, and my Facebook page at facebook.com/support Uhuru. Thanks for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.